B'tachin for Life, Shir 525, Tuesday, Parshas Vayigash. We are discussing various psukim that give over the messages of specifically the first three levels of B'tachin. And actually, in previous Shirim, a month or two ago, we mentioned other psukim, Hashem Tzvakais Imanu Miskavlanu, Hashem Tzvakais Asher Adam Eteach Bach, Hashem Hashiach. We discuss those psukim in regard to how you internalize betachin through those psukim. But over the past few days, we mentioned two other psukim that a person can say to himself. And as we explained, the more you repeat these psukim and the more you try to internalize these ideas, the more you will be zeiche to live with betachin. But a couple weeks ago, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I was zeiche to be in Meiron by Rav Shim ben Yechai. And we all know that Reb Shim ben Yechai personifies the essence of B'tachin. Reb Shim ben Yechai demonstrated the highest levels of B'tachin without any hishtadlis at all. And as I was there and I was saying Tehillim, it struck me how many psukim and Tehillim discuss concepts of B'tachin. As much as we refer to Tehillim as a sefer of tefillas, really, like we discussed in the Tehillim Shirim, it's really a sefer of tehillos. That's why it's called Tehillim. It's a sefer of praise for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when you go through psukim and tehillim, even if you're doing it for tefillah, to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam from bakashas, but when you say it a little bit slowly, and you start realizing how many times David HaMelech discusses the concepts of emunah and betachin, how many times David HaMelech tells you, have emunah and betachin, the Ribbono Shel Olam will help you. The more you realize it as you are saying Tehillim, you will not only utilize the power of tefillah that Tehillim has, you will also be utilizing the power of betachin that Tehillim brings. When you internalize the psukim that David HaMelech said that demonstrate betachin, you will be zeiche to feel tefillah and betachin at the same time. And it's very important to keep in mind when a person, achmana litzlan, has a tzara. And he's saying Tehillim to try to get a Yeshua. He can utilize both powers that we have to bring Yeshuas. Number one, the power of tefillah to request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim im chesed. Number two, the power of betachin to solidify in your mind that the Ribbono Shel Olam has endless power, the Ribbono Shel Olam has endless chesed. Just rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam and he will come through. Don't trust the doctors, don't trust the shadchanim, don't trust anybody else that says they will help you. Only trust the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you say those psukim and tehillim and you think about what David HaMelech was saying, you will realize that you can entertain both levels, both tools, both powerful methods to be able to attain a Yeshua. To plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when we realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is someone we can rely on, Be'ezah Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam will send us the Yeshua.